The next key principle, medication use in America is a major health problem. And I sometimes give a talk called Drug Abuse in the Elderly. Okay? Now, I want to tell you a story of three patients. First patient is the brother of a local radiologist. The radiologist called me up and said, my brother is in terrible shape. He's up from Florida. He's a nervous wreck. He's just not thinking right. And he can't go back to Florida the way he is right now. And he asked me to take a look at him. So I did. And I spoke with him. And it was one medication that had changed him from a normal thinking, able to function on his own, to being in that kind of condition. Second patient, someone who has a history of schizophrenia, and they're on medications, schizophrenia when they have hallucinations, they can see things, hear things. And but she'd been on medications, she was just fine. All of a sudden, she was starting up with her hallucinations again, afraid that people were attacking her. My daughter brings her in and says, oh, this is something new. Third patient. All of a sudden, they became very lousy. And just weren't themselves, weren't to see home. And they also had trouble urinating too. It's something new. All three of these patients were taking the same medication. When taking stopping that medication, they all went back to their normal baseline functional selves. Now, I want to go through this chart. And which one do you think caused the problem for these people? We have Lipitor, okay, the high cholesterol. That little molecule there. Anyone know who that? You get a bonus. You know. I'll have Mike give you the Hershey's Kisses if you guess what that molecule is. That's morphine. Okay? It's morphine. Tylenol PM. Bazotec, the high blood pressure. Viagra. And Vicodin, maple rub. Anyone know which one of those caused these problems for all of those patients? Well, you might think morphine, right? Because it's a strong drug, strong painkiller. You might think Bazotec, blood pressure medication. Maybe it's making their blood pressure too low. Vicks VapoRub. Maybe the vapors are getting to them. I don't think so. I think that's probably one of the best medications around. Viagra. No, that's a quality, and that's a good point. You had some women in the group, okay? Why would a woman be taking Viagra? But actually, there are some women who take Viagra. Viagra is a quality of life drug, okay? Only if you have take nitrates for angina, that's where you get into trouble with Viagra. This is Tylenol PM, the over-the-counter. Tylenol PM sounds innocuous, but what it is, it's Tylenol. Acetaminophen is the generic, plus Benadryl, an antihistamine, and bold antihistamine. And that's what can cause anxiety, fatigue, urinary retention, blurry vision. Okay? Be careful. I'd give it back. And try some... I don't know what you're using it for. Maybe, and it sounds like, you know, it's nice. Tylenol PM, Tylenol Safe PM. You take it at night and you'll go have a nice night's sleep. And then there's, you know, the other brands, the, you know, the Motrin PM and the Advil PM.
Well,
it's the Benadryl. It's the Benadryl that does it. Okay? But how many, in my practice, how many people, you know, have I seen? You extrapolate that to all the people in this country. How many people have had their behavioral, their schizophrenia go out of control because of using that? How many people haven't been able to go back to their own home visiting relatives because they started taking that? Okay? So medications, I could give a whole talk on medications, but that's where you have to be knowledgeable and know what you're putting into your body.